ballot proposal, and you will have 3 minutes.
Karen, raise your hand, please.
Okay, your co-host. Go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. Does that mean I can screen share?
That's exactly what that means.
Okay, bear with me a moment while I find my presentation. Can I ask for the time to be stopped until I have my screen share up?
I did. I'll start it again when you're ready.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I just want to get the slideshow turned on. It's All right, let's get started. Thank you for your patience. Good afternoon, good day, good evening. My name is Karen. I'm a gratefully recovering adult child, and I am speaking to you today as the chair of the Ballot Prep Committee. I would like to introduce our proposal about future changes to the ballot process. Just briefly, the issue is that we are proposing that any future changes to the ballot process must be approved by the delegates at the ABC. And adopting this proposal also entails that that decision for future changes to be approved by delegates at the ABC will be captured in the OPPM or any future documentation of conference procedure that may be generated. What this is about is we believe that changes to the proposal process should be decided by delegates at the ABC. The proposal process, just briefly, is the way the fellowship can bring forward agenda items to be considered at the ABC. And so we think it's an important vehicle for the fellowship to participate in ABC decision making. Why does this matter? We do think a final word on how to bring business to the ABC should belong in the hands of the ABC, of the conference, of delegates at the conference. And where did this idea come from? We have been receiving feedback for a number of years that there are things about the ballot process that need improvement. We do have a list of suggestions documented in our annual report. And we felt it was important to establish before we move forward with any other changes, we felt it was important to establish who is deciding about these changes, right? That the ABC itself, the conference itself, delegates that are part of the conference are making these decisions. What does that mean? That means that any member meeting or committee that has ideas about how to change the ballot process moving forward can submit those ideas either via a ballot proposal or via a committee motion. And then the ABC or the conference that is now meeting in three delegate meetings over the course of the year can make those. Can make that decision, can approve those changes or reject those suggestions, of course. And I just want to point out that one of the things that is fairly important now on the agenda of the BPC is to make a decision about how, and I would appreciate just a few seconds, additional seconds to sort of finalize this point. One of the things that is now newly on the agenda of the ballot prep committee is to evaluate how the decision made by the conference this weekend is going to affect the ballot process, that now business can be deliberated and voted on at all three meetings of the conference that happen over the course of the year. Right now, the ballot process is only applicable to the annual business conference, the 1-year event, and we would like your ideas and your input and your ultimate decision about how the new decision-making process will affect how the ballot process needs to be adapted to this new way of doing conference business. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll now open it up for 20 minutes of debate. TEL 0341, Kelly.
Hi, yep, it's me again. Thanks so much, Karen. Question, and you definitely touched on it, but I'd just like a little more clarification. I know that when this ballot was submitted, we did not have the motion from sustainability that just passed in place. But now that it is, I guess I want to hear clarification that if there is a suggestion for changes to the ballot process, they can be presented at the next QDM. Well, they're not going to be QDMs anymore, are they? They're going to be whatever they're going to be, but not quarterly. So at the next one, one could present something that would request a change for the process. Is that correct?
May I respond? That's a really good question, Kelly. We will need guidance from the conference, from delegates that are part of the conference, on how this change in rules for the conference will affect the ballot process. Right now, the ballot prep committee administers the process that exists. The process that currently exists only covers agenda items for the annual business conference, the two-day meeting that we are at today. We will need guidance from delegates on how to adapt the ballot process under the light of these new changes.
Thank you. And then I'm gonna open it up to any new delegates or anyone that hasn't spoken. And then Josh, I'll go right to you. Any new delegates or anyone that hasn't spoken that would like to raise their hand? Great. We'll do Sue, Becky, and then we'll go to Josh. CT102, Sue.
Yes, I wanted to tell you that I thought this was one of the best proposals in there to understand and to explain it to my group. And it passed with flying colors every time it was brought up. So I just wanted to offer that thought.
Thank you. IN075, Becky.
Sorry. Hello, this is Becky. Thank you. Karen, you were saying that you wanted input from the delegates about how to adapt the process that the ballot prep committee is going to be going forward. What is the best way for just member groups like mine to give you information, to give you our ideas about what we think is the best way to adapt the process?
May I respond to that? Thank you, Becky. That's a great question. I want to clarify that by adopting the motion that we are proposing today, ultimately, delegates are assuming responsibility for making decisions about future changes to the ballot process. That means that everybody, every meeting, every committee who has ideas about the future of the ballot process will be able to submit a ballot proposal about future changes to the ballot process. And in a sidebar, we can talk about what that looks like, and we can walk you through the process of putting together a proposal. We will also be doing a review of last year's ballot process in June and July to sort of gather comments, experiences, ideas for future changes. And then the ballot process, the ballot prep committee itself may also suggest future changes in another ballot proposal next year. And then these changes will be debated at the conference next year.
And then we'll go to Region 5, Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. So Karen, thanks so much. I mean, this makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, this is basically just instantiating in the particulars of the ballot proposal process the idea of concept six, which is that the conference has final approval on final decision on large matters of policy and finance. I think ballot proposal process as an agenda setting mechanism is by definition a large matter of policy. So I think this just brings that in specific application here. Question, I know one of the things that we've been talking a lot about in the sustainability group is like there sometimes it helps to have like one group. Well, let me put it in a different way. How do you think it would be helpful for there to be a specific sort of study group created to study potential improvements to the process? And how do you see that working? Thank you.
That is certainly an option. We would look forward once this particular motion is adopted to future motions, future proposals to the effect of establishing a study group.
Thank you. WEB1143, Gabriel.
Yeah. Hi, Karen. Thanks for your proposal. I just wanted to say, you know, that I was encouraged to join the ballot prep committee and was told that when I did join it, that it was tasked with reviewing its process several years prior. And we unsuccessfully were able to address making any changes, although there were many members already on the ballot prep committee that wanted to make those changes. But somehow we kept on getting pushed away. And so we've come to the table, tried to volunteer to help, and then we're pushed away, you know, saying, oh, no, we just got to keep with the incumbent process. Can you speak to that at all?
I can, Gabriel. Thank you. That's a very good question. And all of you will find in the report for the ballot prep committee for its work in the past year, a list of the suggestions that were gathered in this discussion process that you are referring to. At the end of the day, we do not feel like it is within the scope of authority of the ballot prep committee itself to make changes to the ballot process. We can suggest changes. We think delegates need to make those changes. And that is why we decided first and foremost to put forward this motion to firmly establish that and have it documented in the OPPM, which currently governs conference proceedings.
VA092, Charlie?
Yeah, thank you. First off, as far as the general principle of the conference having the last word on ballot procedure changes, I completely endorse that. So this, what I'm going to talk about is a little bit different. I think because this was submitted 8 months ago, it's not kept current with some of the discussions that have been happening in the conference since then. For one, it says the proposal, these must be approved by delegates at the ABC, as we were mentioning with the new motion. I think that's actually not advisable. It forces you to wait a year when you might want to do something faster. And then secondly, it directs the WSO to make changes in the procedural, probably the references the OPPM. There's a very real chance the WSO will not be the one monitoring a conference procedure manual. So I would suggest that the motion be looser. And then lastly, the Senate Sustainability Committee, whether we can get attention for this today or whether we have to wait till the next meeting, we already have something teed up to address the exact same principle to all changes to conference procedure. And ideally, it'd be nice if we could do that in one fell swoop. Thank you.
Great. All right. Anyone else that would like to speak that hasn't spoken? WEB 381, Pamela.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I totally agree that this is a great idea. I personally invite everybody on this Zoom call to be a part of the solution and jump on this committee, you or somebody in your meetings. The OPPM governs the board. It is a list of rules that were created for the board to follow. And we need to keep that in mind as we go forward, as the conference stands up and takes on the responsibility that heretofore the WSO has had to carry the burden. And we need to step up and we need to carry that half of that burden for them, because that's our job.
Okay, Pamela, time is up. I'm going to go to point of safety, Aaron.
I just have a point of safety that expresses people not respecting the time allowed, that the timer is here for a purpose. Thank you.
Thank you. So everyone could respect the time. Anyone else, please raise your hand if you haven't spoken. Okay. How much more time do we have for this section?
We can just move on. I have 8 minutes on the clock.
Okay. We'll give it just another few seconds to see if anyone else would like to speak. Okay, we'll go ahead and go to the poll. The answer choices will be I support this motion. Request an in-depth study, postpone it, do not support it, and abstain.
Almost got it.
Okay. And Kelly, do you have a question about the process?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you say one of the options would be support it with potential changes, which would mean motions, alternatives.
If you say I support it, it will go to crafting a motion.
Thank you.
And then you can go to alternative motions. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready to start. Could the timer put up 3 minutes, please? Thank you. It's running. Ten seconds. Okay, and we're closed. And I'm opening the results. Okay, and I'm sharing the results. Okay, so we had 74 votes Zero abstentions. That does meet quorum requirements. We had 67 votes to support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC with 90.54%. So that is our next step in this process. Thanks everybody who participated.
Thank you. And we will now go to crafting a motion. We will do 3 minutes of quiet reflection for people to consider alternative motions.
Can we ask them to hold their new motion until they are in front of us, or like so that I get it when they speak? Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brad, can you post the proposal for reference?
Yes, I can.
I can also share it if you want me to.
I've got it copied now. So
okay, thanks.
Hi there. It's the ABC, the annual business conference, this entire week.
Okay, time is up. So what we're going to have you do is you will raise your hand. You will then send the alternative motion to Tamara, and you're going to read your alternative motion. So please don't comment or include a preamble. You're simply reading the motion as you sent it to Tamara. We'll go ahead, and this portion will be for 10 minutes. And TEL0341, Kelly.
We propose that any future changes to the ballot process must be approved by the delegates at the ABC or any delegate business meeting. By adopting this proposal, the World Service Conference of Delegates will be directing the WSO to make sure the changes are reflected in any procedural documentation, such as the ACA WSO OPPM, or any manual that is prepared as guidelines for the policies and procedures of the conference.
Thank you. VA092, Charlie.
Okay.
You can send it yeah. To Tamara.
I believe I have. If I have not got, yeah, I just did that.
Oh, here. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say while I'm pasting this that I, based on what Michael said last time, I changed the original motion to be A, and then I'm making
right
different letters.
Yeah. And okay. Actually, I'm sorry. Thank you about that. We have to get a ruling on the first one. Alternative motion. Michael?
Sorry, I have to unmask here. I'm not sure why this is different from motion A. Could I look at motion A and motion B together, please?
Can you put it down, Tamara?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not reading.
So yes. On, yeah.
Did I speak to that? My specific changes or?
Yes.
Yes.
Specifically, I added or any delegate business meeting because we now have more than just the ABC when we get together. And after the motion that passed, we can do business at these. And then I also said, and any guidelines in a manual that may not be the OPPM, because that is also on the table to potentially be changed.
Thank you for clarifying. So I think based on the motion that was previously adopted yesterday, that the first proposed change is in keeping with that prior motion. Maybe we can get that accepted by general consent rather than treat it as an alternative proposal. I don't think that there's any substantive difference. You just call things out a little bit better in your proposal, but it does say reflected in any procedural documentation such as the OPPM. It doesn't say solely in that the changes should be in the OPPM. So I don't think that that's a significant or a substantive change. But the other is, but it's in keeping with what was previously passed. Madam Chair, do you want to see whether there's any objection to saying by the delegates at the ABC or any other delegate business meeting?
Yeah. So why don't we go ahead just for a minute and lower hands? And this will be basically modifying the original motion to say that, correct? Yes. Is anyone opposed to that? So the original motion will be changed.
I'd like to actually raise a point of order. I feel like you're inventing non-OPPM process for dealing with this instead of using the alternative motions, which will allow delegates to make this decision. So I feel like the process.
That's an objection. So I was trying to smooth things and make things.
I understood,
but more easily. It's by general consent. Which means if everybody says it's okay, then you don't have to spend extra time on process. You've objected. In that case, B is within the principle, within the spirit of A. It is an alternative. Before we move further, I wanted to clarify that there are in fact substantive differences. Let's move on to C.
Okay.
So there are. Okay,
so I think I might be up next.
Yes, you are up next.
Okay. And for one brief moment, Michael just made me feel like a U.S. Senator.
Oh, and Charlie, just in the future, I do want to note that a point of order should go to the point of order.
But that was put in an awkward place. You put out a question to the group.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're correct.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Anyway, mine does have an additional substantive difference, but really tries to deal with.
Just read the motion.
Sorry, thank you. Any proposed changes to written conference procedures or the ballot process must first be approved by a motion of the conference.
Okay. And we'll go to the parliamentarian.
And I think that is beyond the scope. And being outside the scope means it's not within the spirit because it's talking about all written conference procedures. And the original proposal was only about the ballot process. So it's significantly more comprehensive than the original proposal. So I'm going to say that's not within the spirit.
May I ask then that we strike out just the conference procedures reference? Because I think it's a simpler way of getting at what B is getting at.
Okay. And in that case, there's no significant difference between B and C, except for the directive that these changes be included in some written manual that would be prepared by the board, which is in B, but not in your proposal. And you're okay with that difference. Because frankly, I think it's something in all likelihood the board would change the OPPM to reflect the change anyway, even without the directive. But that's the substantive difference between B and C now. You're nodding your head, but you're muted, Charlie.
Thank you. I am nodding my head to agree. And the change I'm requesting to comply with what Michael said is to delete basically any, it should say just now, any proposed changes to the ballot process and delete the phrasing about that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, then it's within the spirit. And there is a substantive difference between A, B, and C now. Okay, thank you.
And then region five, Josh.
Yeah. So I put something up. I don't know, Tamara, did you get it?
We'll give her 1 second.
Yep. Hope my time's not going while this is happening.
No, your time is not. But you're just reading the motion.
Understood. May need to hear some clarification from parliamentarian about scope based on what I just heard. I'll not editorialize that any future changes to conference policy and procedure, including to the ballot process, must be approved by the World Service Conference in line with Concept 6. By adopting this proposal, the conference directs the WSO to 1. Break out conference policy and procedure from the ACWSO OPPM in line with past conference opinion and recommendation from the sustainability study, and 2. To make sure any conference approved changes are reflected in this new conference policy and procedure documentation.
Okay. So if you take out the phrase about all future changes to policy, conference, and procedure, including those words, it's within the scope. But your second part about where this goes, I don't know if it makes sense anymore without that additional wording. That's up to you. You're the proponent of the motion.
I mean, all this does is combine the intent that has been expressed elsewhere in multiple different places.
Right.
So this is an attempt to save time.
Right. The original motion talks about where this particular change will be placed in the written materials. So the question is whether your second part here is in keeping with that change. I'm thinking that if this new document that you're proposing, ACAWSO operating policies and conference policies document will only include the ballot, any proposed ballot changes for the time being, that's what within the scope and spirit of the original proposal. Okay.
And so we're at time. That's
what we interpret that, okay? And then it's
we're at time. So with this motion as it is written, does it meet?
If you take out what's in orange up there right now, and then it's implicit that we're just talking about the ballot process in part two.
Is it acceptable to ask the submitter of the original motion whether they feel this is in line with what they submitted?
I thought you were the original submitter.
I don't know.
No, he's not. But no. Oh. So do you agree to the change as it's written, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. And then it sounds like from the parliamentarian, it would meet criteria.
Who was the original proponent of this?
Karen.
Well, I do think she needs to be consulted to see.
Yeah.
She still wants to make that motion. Otherwise, it should be Josh's motion.
Her hand is raised.
I think we need to
Karen? Check.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I feel like the motion D in part two exceeds the scope of what the original motion was when it comes to breaking out conference policy and procedure from the OPPM. While I think that that is a worthy cause to pursue, I don't think it's appropriate to include that in this motion currently on the table.
And you're the proponent, right?
I am the chair of the ballot prep committee. This was a motion proposed by the ballot prep committee.
But alternative D is not. Well, I'm talking about alternative D.
Alternative D is Josh's motion.
Yeah, so that's Josh's motion. He's the proponent of alternative D. That's what I was trying to understand before. And Josh said he wasn't. Okay. It's up to me to make that ruling. I interpreted part two to be within the scope because it's only for the time being, only talking about any new ballot process going into this new document. So that's, thank you.
Okay. And WEB 0701, Katrina had her hand up before the 10 minutes was out. So can we go ahead and you'll go ahead and send your motion to Tamara? And then we'll post it and you'll, okay, perfect. And then we'll go, she'll copy it and we'll have you read it.
We propose that any future changes to the ballot proposal process must be approved by the delegates, period. By adopting this proposal, the delegates would be directing WSO to make sure the changes reflected in any procedural documentation, including procedural details, such as the ACWSO OPPM.
Okay. What's the difference between this proposal and the others?
The biggest difference is I took out the ABC to be inclusive of all the other conferences right, that we may have.
And that's already been included in proposal B.
As well as to include procedural details. Those are the only two changes I made.
I think and the other procedural details is also included in B, I believe. I think it's duplicative of B. Yes, as I read it, proposal E and proposal B don't have any substantive difference.
Okay, so then we'll remove alternate motion E. And then we will debate for 15 minutes. And that's regarding the alternative motions. And then I think the original motion is up there as well. Anyone can raise their hand.
I'm sorry, before we do that, Michael, to clarify, was I supposed to leave the word future changes in here?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
the text is smaller so everybody can see all of them.
VA107, Ben.
That needs to be unmuted.
All right, Ben, are you able to speak? Is Ben unmuted? Okay, I'll go ahead and unmute you, Ben. I've asked to unmute you. But you got muted again. Let me go on to Bill, and then we'll go back to you, Ben. CA044, Bill D.
Yeah, could I get clarity on alternative motion D, whether that language that's at the underneath the actual motion is part of the motion, where it starts
part
with
of the
by
motion.
Adopting this proposal?
It's part of the motion.
It's not the best crafted to be in the terms of a motion, but it is making a clearly a separate idea from the first motion, which is leaving it up to the board as to where to place any new ballot process. And this motion, as I read that second part, says that if there is a new ballot process adopted, it must be placed in a separate standalone manual for conference policies and procedures.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought it said too. I would like to say that I believe the word new needs to be put in there somewhere, because the way I read it, it seems like it's saying that any prior policy would be stripped out of the OPPM because the word new is not in there.
Well, and that was Josh's motion. Do you accept that as a clarifying amendment, Josh?
We've never done amendments.
Well, it's a modification.
It's
not on the floor for amendment, but it's his motion, and he's trying to make it in conformity. Bill is trying to clarify and make it clearer what it needs to do to say to be in conformity. So, Josh, are you okay with saying new?
Where'd it go here?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
No, I'm not okay with that.
Then I'm going to say it's outside the scope, because the only thing that the original motion proposes is changes to the ballot process. And it's really an ancillary issue in the original where it goes, just that it be written down in the policies somewhere. And if your proposal is to address policies generally, it's beyond the scope.
No. I'm just talking about.
I'm sorry, Josh.
He's asking.
Can you wait to be called? I know. Can you wait to be called on? I just want to make sure the parliamentarian can finish his statement, and then I will go to you to comment. Parliamentarian, do you have anything else that you want to say about?
Nothing.
So what you're saying is it's not in conformity.
It would not be in conformity if it relates to any policies and procedures, and the proposal that was to add that one word would have made it clearer. And if Josh doesn't want to include it, I had interpreted it that way as a way to make it in conformity. And so I'm not sure why he doesn't want to craft the motion that way, but one way or the other, it's out of conformity if he's trying to create a whole new set of documents. It's a procedural thing.
Okay. So now, Josh, I'll let you respond. I'll have you respond for 1 minute. Let's see. Can we unmute Josh?
This is probably what was happening to Ben. Too many people are doing it at once. Give me 1 second here. What I will say is what I would be okay with is dropping everything after the words concept six.
Okay. Well, then it is it's the same as B.
If that's your ruling, that's your ruling.
So I don't see how substantively it's any different from B then at that point. So then I would say it adds nothing new. We go with B as previously made.
I take this out.
Yep.
Okay. And so I just want to confirm, Josh, that you. Okay. I'm going to go back to Ben. If you can raise your hand again. Okay, and then we'll unmute Ben. Mary Jo, are you unmuting Ben?
Kathy is doing that, and she's here. She's doing her job. Maybe more than one person is doing it.
Okay, then Kathy, we'll have you unmute Ben.
Carmen, could I make a technical suggestion for Ben?
Sure.
Yeah, Ben, I've seen this before where Zoom individuals get glitched where they can't unmute. Sometimes people have success logging completely out of the Zoom and into the Zoom again, since this is the second time it seems to be happening consistently throughout the day. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay. I also do have Ben's question. I'll go ahead and read it. I cannot seem to unmute, so my question for someone to read is, in Proposal D, okay, well, that's a mute point, so Proposal D has been removed. The question was, why must this new process be separated from the OPPM? So I'm going to go to Brad.
Sorry, that was my hand from before.
Okay.
Kelly had her hand up earlier.
Kelly, or anyone else that would like to raise their hand to speak? Anyone that hasn't spoken, or a new delegate that has a comment about any of the alternative motions? CA1331, Zoe.
Yes, thank you. I like alternative motion C. It's short and to the point. And I trust that the WSO board would make sure that any changes are reflected in the OPPM as they have for many, many years, probably from the beginning. So, I think alternative motion C is to the point and covers what needs to be covered. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else? VA092, Charlie?
Yeah, I just want to expand on Zoe's point. I think all of these motions have the same basic goal, which is to put the ballot process, to give the delegates the last word on that. I think the biggest substantive difference between B or C versus A is it's just simply less restrictive on how that's done. It's basically saying votes can be done at any business meeting, and that it also accounts for the fact that there is a lot of discussion, which the sustainability group will be returning to, of really getting the board out of the business of doing conference policy. The board itself has said they don't want to be in this business. So again, taking out the OPPM references, I think, likewise broadens how to accomplish the goals of A. But I don't think there's any difference on what will the big takeaway of any of these motions.
Okay, perfect. Any other comments before we go to vote? All right, we'll go ahead and go to vote. The original motion plus all the alternative motions will be listed.
Okay, thanks. Carmen, do you want me to keep the original background as well as in there?
No.
Okay.
And then we'll include I do not support as well.
Just removing the background. Okay. Okay, I'm ready to start it. Could the timer put 3 minutes? Perfect. Thank you so much. And the vote is open. 10 seconds. And the vote is closed. And opening the results. Okay, so it looks like we had 71 votes and four abstentions, so we did meet quorum. However, we don't have any one vote over 60%. So we're going to remove the lowest one, which is under 20%. Everything else is above that, and we'll do it again. That's right, Carmen.
That is correct, along with
Okay.
I do not support.
Of course. I'll give you like 30 seconds or so. Okay, that's the end of the vote. Getting the results ready. And sharing the results. We had 68 votes tallied plus three abstentions. That does meet the quorum. The first one, we propose that any future changes to the ballot process must be approved by the delegates at the ABC or any delegate business meeting. By adopting this proposal, the World Service Conference of Delegates will be directing the WSO to make sure the changes are reflected in any procedural documentation, such as the ACA WSO Operating Procedure and Manual, or any manual that is prepared as guidelines for the policies and procedures. So the conference did pass with 46 and 67.65%. That will go on to worldwide voting for this evening. Not this evening, for after the ABC today. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody. Is it a break? Let's see. Yes.